Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
I can't remember why we were talking about Mistress Sophia in why she popped up. I know she's been on the show before when I was off.
Oh, we saw her in the paper because she's got a book out. And she's had another interview recently about it.
Yeah. We have her on the line now. Let's go to Mistress Sophia. Good evening, Mistress.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Very, very well, thank you very much indeed. You have a book. I wasn't aware there was a book. Let's get the plugs in at the beginning, and we'll get them out at the end as well. What's the book, Sophia? If I may call you Sophia.
It's called From the Mrs. to Dominatrix.
And now I heard you, because you came on last time when Catherine was hosting, and I was off. But I was listening. Man alive, that's some story you've got there.
Well, it's all in the book.
And don't give away too much of the book, and we'll give out links at the end where people can buy it, and we'll tweet it as well.
Okay.
But give us a brief summary. You were, if I've got this right, in inverted commas, a normal, everyday housewife, and then...
Yes, I was.
And then you decided to change things a bit.
Well, it wasn't as simple as that.
Go on, tell me.
I was a downtrodden housewife. I was married to a bully, and I don't mean physically. He mentally abused me.
I didn't realise that. I'm sorry to hear that.
And he had a lot of affairs, and I went through a lot of years putting up with it, forgiving him, you know, the way you do.
Yeah.
Until I got to a stage where I had my life mapped out, and he upped and left, just literally out of the blue. And left me in a very bad way financially, because he knew he was going. He went off with his younger model, and it was planned for about a year before he went.
He'd done all the money and siphoned everything off.
He hadn't paid any utility bills. It was pretty gruesome. I was 59, and that was scary. So I kind of went to pieces. I just curled up on the sofa and stayed there for about 3 months.
Yeah, understandable.
I didn't dress, I didn't wash, I didn't eat. I lost about 3.5 stone. And I was very selfish. My children were going through it. They'd lost their father. They had nothing to do with him now. And then one day my daughter, and this is absolutely true, she sat on the sofa and she started to cry. So I kind of brought myself together and said, what's the matter? Thinking it was something to do with her, what was going on in her life. And she said, we think you're going to die.
Oh, blimey.
And that was the catalyst, really. That's what made me... It was like a light switch going on. And I kind of pulled myself together. And then I realized that I was in a dire financial straits. And I had to do something about it. I was working, but I hadn't been to work for the 3 months. But it was only a part-time job as a chef. And I did go back, but I realised very quickly that I needed more than I was making.
Yeah.
To sort out some of the debts. And just by chance, I was watching the television one night, and I came across a documentary about phone sex. And I thought, I don't know, I could give that a go. My youngest son said, Mum, I've only got to say the word sex to you and you go bright red.
Oh.
But I said, yeah, well, you know, a needs must. And so I applied to a company and they said I had a good phone voice. So off I went. And I got on quite well after a few glitches. And
go on, what was the first call? The first call comes in. I'm guessing it's you don't sit in an office. It's routed to your phone, is it?
Well, you can only do it on a landline.
Right.
And they don't phone me. They phone the company and the company puts them through.
Okay. And then, so go on, the first call, and it came through and you went, oh, crikey, this is it. Here we go. Right, okay. Deep breaths. I can do this. How did the first one go?
Well, very badly, because I'd had about a bottle and a half of wine.
Oh, Christ.
Because I was absolutely shitting myself.
Yeah.
So it didn't go very well at all. And then the second one, I hadn't done any studying or Googled anything, because I really thought it was going to be more simple than it was. And he said he was into water sports.
Oh, no.
And I started talking about jet skiing.
Oh, God.
And because I was literally that dim. So, of course, I then studied. I bought books. And so by the time I'd done about 2 or 3 years, I was extremely proficient at what I was doing. And I was noticing that there were more and more that wanted to be dominated. They wanted some sort of domination. And they got to a stage where they would ask if they could come and see me. Well, of course, we're not allowed to give out details or take details. But I would some of them would say, well, I'm going to say my number anyway. And I'd be saying, well, I can't take it down, to cover myself, because, you know, the calls were monitored. And I'd scribble down the phone numbers. Others would just say, oh, that's a shame. And I'd think, oh, well. And then I would text them. And that's how it started,
that
really.
That must have been terrifying, though. The first time you send out a text to a guy who you've had a bit, you know, spoken a bit dirty to on the phone, and then you're making, because that's all fantasy, right? Because they've dialed an 0898, whatever it is now.
Yeah.
They've dialed a computer that's farmed it out to you, but suddenly you're entering the real world by contacting them directly. That must have been terrifying.
It was, I wouldn't say it was terrifying, but if I'm absolutely honest, I was intrigued more than anything, and my daughter was here, so it wasn't like he was coming here and I was on my own. There were two of us.
Well, hang on a second. How old was your daughter at the time?
At the time, she was in her mid-20s.
Okay, and what did she think about... Now, listen, and I know, and I suppose we should say this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but being a dominatrix is not the same as being an escort, or we used to say a prostitute, because you're not having sex with them.
No.
So it's slightly different from... It was significantly different from that, but you are still engaging in, in bedroom practices. I don't quite know what the right language... You're not having sex.
Yeah, I suppose I'm very passionate that people understand that we are not escorts.
Yeah.
Nobody touches me apart from my feet, ever.
Hang on a second. Did you hear that, Kath? She got all stern there.
Don't mess with him.
She did it. No one touches me ever apart from my feet. Very stern. I like that. Anyway, yeah, sorry.
So, the first guy that came, he turned up as... let's call him Mark, and he was dressed very smartly, and he took me out to dinner, and he was actually he was quite alpha, and so we had dinner, we came back, he actually stayed for the weekend, so I went in all guns blazing. I didn't just do an hour session. He'd come down from London, so and I let him use, I had a spare room at the time, so I let him use that, whereas now if they'd stay for a night they get locked in a cage.
Oy.
But then everything's a learning curve.
Yes.
And then when we came back from having dinner, my daughter was sitting watching the television. We came in and he said, may I go and get changed, please, mistress? So I said, yes, of course. So I allowed him to go up, thinking he was going to come down in a little maid's outfit. Well, he came down in a little pair of leather shorts with a spiky collar on, and he had a really good body.
Yeah, good for him.
And so I sat there with my mouth open, and my daughter realised I was flummoxed and said, okay, go in there and take the washing out and do this or do that. And she kind of took over. And then he came and he was hanging this, my dryer had broken down, so he was hanging the washing on the on this clothes horse. And she was mouthing something at me, and I was saying, what? And I realised she was saying, he's got a semi. Well, I mean, that was just horrific to me, because I was quite rude then. So I had to sort of cope with that. And then he fell to his knees and started kissing my feet. Yeah. And that was something that was really embarrassing. And my daughter was gazing around the room, not knowing what to say. But, of course, I had to try and pretend that this was something I was used yeah. to doing. And then he said, could he go and get changed again? So by this wow. time, I was thinking, oh, my God.
It's like Cher.
So he went upstairs. He came down this time in a little red baby doll ensemble, all sort of frills and quite cute, actually.
Yeah, very pretty.
Asked me if I put his lipstick on, which I did.
Wow.
And he had a wig. He had all the trimmings, luckily, because I had nothing. I mean, I had no equipment, really. And then he asked if he could clean. Well, by this time it was bedtime, so I just kind of said, well, yeah, go on then. I'm going to bed. Well, he cleaned until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And
now listen, Sophia, mistress, I get the sub dom thing, right? I don't give away too many secrets, but I get it, right? I get it. I get it's nice being tied up, dressing up, getting a little bit spanky, all of that stuff. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't get the cleaning. Where does the pleasure for the guy come from the cleaning?
Because it's true servitude, and that's what they want to do.
Right.
Whether they're sissies and dressed up, or just slaves and either in leather pants or naked, or just in a chastity device, it doesn't matter, as long as they're just doing my bidding. They want to please me, so whatever I tell them to do, they will do.
Now, you mentioned chastity devices. We've looked through your timeline. I've looked at as much as I can bear, because, my God, that bloke's poor backside. But they have, you have, I don't know what the phrase would be. I'm going to call it cock stocks. It's like the stocks that you put someone's head and arms in to throw tomatoes at, but it's for the penis.
Yeah.
Now, now, I've seen some things in my time, Sophia, but I've never seen anything like that. Where does one get one? And
well, it was made for me by
it's
one
bespoke.
Of my friends.
Of course it's bespoke.
So it's bespoke to me.
So you've gone from having nothing at the start, and we have looked at your pictures and we've enjoyed your timeline a lot today, to having what looks like a huge collection of paraphernalia.
Yes, it's taken me a lot of years to acquire it. A lot of it I have been gifts, but a lot of it I've got myself. So, it's a mixture. And I'm very proud of it, and I love my playroom.
And is it, you know, without giving away too much, you live in a normal house, you know, in a normal street? And
I do.
Right. Yeah. Do your neighbours know what you do?
Absolutely.
They do?
Yes, of course. Oh, well, I've done a couple of documentaries.
Okay, right. So you've been on TV, and you don't hide your face in any of the pictures.
Can you do first dates as well?
Yes, I did that twice.
Yes, there we go.
Did you? Because I was asked to go on that, and I said no.
Oh.
What? Who did they match you up with? How did that go?
Oh, dreadful. He was like a naughty schoolboy, and seemed to think that I was besotted with him. Well, he couldn't have been more wrong.
Right.
He was arrogant. He was rude, not just to me, to all the staff. Of course, they edited a lot of it out.
Of course.
And at the end of it, when they said, do you want to see each other again? He said, yes, let's do this. And I said, absolutely not. So then he went on and said, well, can I have another crack at it? Well, I was still sitting there. But they'd already asked me to go back on again. But
what a charmer.
that he was just, yeah. The second one was a lovely guy, but there was no spark.
No. So your neighbours, did you tell them, look, you're going to be seeing a few guys coming and going at weekends, or did they see you on the TV?
Yeah. I told them what I was going to be doing.
Right.
And they were fine. I've got great neighbours, and they're fine. I don't flaunt it in their faces.
No.
It's all very discreet. I've had a sissy cleaning my windows occasionally, but it's always been when everyone's at work,
yeah,
when any kids are at school. I don't do anything. I've taken a puppy for a walk in the park, but I knew that there'd be no kids about.
When you say puppy, you mean a guy,
yeah,
dressed up with something shoved up his tail, shoved up his jacksie, I'm guessing?
Yeah, well, he didn't actually have one at that particular time.
Okay.
Because he was all dressed in latex and there was no hole in the latex.
Wow, so, okay. So he wasn't really
just
committed.
Had the mask on and paws.
He wasn't committed to the role, this guy. This guy's a lightweight. If you're going to do it, you need a tail shoved up there.
Oh, he does have a tail.
Okay.
At other times. It was my choice for him not to have
it. Good for you. Well, you're very kind, mistress, and it must be appreciated. Go on, Kathy, you were going to say something.
I was going to ask you about the sort of practicalities of it, and obviously, you know, you've got all these equipment, so people don't have to bring a toolbox when they come and see you and stuff. But I imagine your house is it pristine, or do they do a bit of a rubbish job?
Oh, no, if they don't do a job that I want, they get punished.
Right.
So, of course, they do as good a job. I can't remember the last time I changed my bed. It's got to be a couple of years, because I have a sissy that does it. And they do, you know, they do everything, polishing, cleaning, washing up. I must be honest, well, after the first guy who stayed the weekend, it took Amy and I about 6 months to find everything. He had OCD and he put everything away into drawers. So we couldn't find spoons and God knows what for such a long time. But my kitchen has never been so clean.
Mm. I could do one of those for a weekend.
Do you, if I ask anything that's inappropriate, do tell me to jog on, Sophia. But do you have a partner now? Have you had partners while you've been doing this? I just wondered what they made of it.
No, I haven't really had. I've had little flings, but I don't have a partner, and I haven't really had a partner, and that's how I'm happy.
Yeah, you're satisfied with that,
yeah,
situation.
I go out to dinner with a slave, so it's not as if I'm short of going out for dinner or anything like that. But as I say, I have had the odd little, you know, fling, but that's all it is. I don't want to be involved with anybody. I'm happy the way I am.
What is it? Am I right in suggesting that the kind of the domination thing, the man being dominated by a woman, is a particularly British thing?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, really? Oh, it's everywhere, is it? You get people from all over the world.
I'm really big in India.
Really?
Oh, yes, absolutely. All over the world, really. I write a blog, and I get a lot of followers on that. I started that when I was doing the phone work, because my daughter said it was so funny, you've got to write it down.
Yeah.
And that kind of led on to me writing the book. It's not just an English thing. It's America, everywhere.
And what is it? Why, you know, I don't mind, you know, being a bit tied up and have a little bit of a spank every. I don't mind that. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I don't want to analyse it too much, because I wonder what it is. Is it because, you know, men are traditionally kind of the powerful ones, or seen as the powerful ones, and the money, you know, I'm generalising massively, and that they just like handing over. What is it, do you think, from your experience, that means people want to do this?
What I find is a lot of men that come to me have got very high-powered jobs. I mean, things like judges, solicitors, doctors, and they have stressful jobs. They come through my door and I can see them about to burst. They're
right.
Kind of, you know. By the time they leave, they have a smile on their face, they're relaxed, and it's kind of a hobby.
Yeah.
But they leave all their stress behind. And they do a lot of talking as well, and I encourage that.
I suppose it's in a similar way to that. Some people like going and playing a game of golf. Some like going down the pub for a few pints with their friends.
It's release, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a lot of them do have problems, and they find they want to tell me, they want to talk to me about it, and that's fine. And I care about them. They're not just it's not just a money making machine. Mm. They I have a lot of empathy with them, and I give me a submissive man any day. They are sweethearts. They can't do enough for you.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Ever had any trouble? Ever had anyone coming in and you know, trying to cause a scene or something?
I had one, and that was an American guy that was in the forces, and he... At the end of his session, he asked for a glass of water. And while I was getting the water, he opened my diary and took his money back.
Oh.
And I've got a PA who is very good, who is also a sissy. And she's very, very on the ball. And she found out all about him and sent her an email to his commanding officer and to his parents.
Yowza.
Yes, well done. Well done, yeah. Little thief.
So, yeah. And in the end, he said he would send me the money. And I said, well, transfer it. He said, no, I'll send it in an envelope. Well, I expect you can guess what happened. I got the envelope, and when I opened it, it was empty.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent him an email, and he said, you're lying.
Here
the money
go.
Was in it. You've yeah. taken them. Well, that, you could see that coming.
What a nasty piece
oh,
of
Oh, and
work.
His commanding officer also said, because I had a captain that got in touch with me, an English captain who'd seen it on my Twitter, and he said, would you mind if I intervened and got in touch with his commanding officer? And I said, yeah, fill your boots, have a go. And his commanding officer said, what my men do when they're out of the country is no concern of mine. So
Stealing from working women. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice move. Kath, you were going to say something. Go on, sorry.
I just wondered how...
We're going to plug the book in a second, guys, so get your pens and papers.
Your feelings about men have or haven't changed. Obviously, you had a horrible experience when you were married, and then this is quite an extraordinary thing you've been through for the last number of years. Do you feel differently about men?
I do get asked this a lot, that am I taking it out on men because I haven't particularly had a very happy adult life until the last 10 years or so. But actually, that's not the case at all. I am actually a sadist, but it took me a lot of years to find that out. So I enjoy giving punishment, but I only enjoy it if I'm giving punishment to a masochist. So I wouldn't have somebody come in. Well, I did it once, but that was a mistake. When he came to worship my feet and I read it wrong. But normally, I would follow what they want. So I will say, give me a rough idea of your kinks before they come. And then I'll kind of follow on. So if somebody says they're not a pain slut, then I'm not going to cane them. Because what's the point of that? They just won't come back.
No, exactly. Have you developed a bit of a sixth sense? When you meet people in a social surroundings, can you read them?
Yeah. I can usually tell if somebody is kind of beholden to his partner, that he is submissive, yeah. there's little giveaway telltale signs.
Mm. I love this. I think what you do is fantastic, and you know, I think it's good and it's healthy to laugh at sex, because sex is silly. You know, you imagine watching yourself and your partner having sex. It would look ridiculous. But it's also good, I think, you know, to explore all these different things. I've been doing, you know, I've recently come out as bi, and you know, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm starting to accept some of the things that I've done and some of the things that I would like to do. And it's important and healthy. And we get very hung up in this country, maybe elsewhere as well, I don't know, about what turns us on and what we like. And, you know, here's the thing. If something, in inverted commas, weird turns you on, there'll be somebody else who it works for as well, you know. And I think as long as...
Oh, absolutely. You know, people will come in and the guys will say, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, I'm kinky, I'm this, I'm perverted. But absolutely not, because I probably had about 10 or 11 that week who said exactly the same thing.
That's the thing.
And it's not, they're not perverted. They are they just have little kinks.
Yeah.
And why not? It's what makes the world go round. As long as they're not harming anybody. Okay, they might be harming themselves.
Yes.
But that's just because they want to.
Yeah.
Where the pain element is. But, you know, they're not, they're obviously, there are hard lines, and so anything to do with children is totally out of the question. I've never been asked. But apart from that, what harm are they doing? So they want to wear a pink frilly dress, so what?
If it's consensual, if both sides are loving it, who cares what it is? Who cares if there's money exchanged? Who cares?
Exactly.
That guy, I really am worried about that guy's bum on Twitter that you've posted. Did you put some Savlon on that afterwards, or what's the deal?
I know exactly what I'm doing now. He wanted to go on longer.
Aye, aye, aye.
But I knew we had reached our limit, and that he'll heal. Give it a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, and he'll heal. Had I gone on longer, and that could have developed into something a bit more serious. So I do know when to stop.
Mistress Sophia, so nice to talk to you. Thank you, Catherine, for introducing me to her, because I listened when you spoke to her before, and it was great. Give us the name of the book again and where to get it.
Okay, it's From the Misses to Dominatrix. I've taken it off Amazon because I've sold nearly 7,000 copies on there, and made a pittance.
Oh, they give you hardly anything. Amazon are terrible for small traders like you. They're awful.
Dreadful. I think it's about £120 for 7,000
Jesus.
Copies. Yeah. So now it's on Payhip. If you put in Payhip Sherry Lever, you'll get the book. It is in hardback.
Of course it
is. I've got boxes and boxes of it. So I'm the one who sells it in hardback. And I do some motivational speaking. So I take the boxes along and
Brilliant. Hey, listen, if you send me or Catherine a tweet at some point, either tonight or tomorrow, with all the links in, we will get that out there and we'll point people in your direction. I'm getting a copy. This sounds like a great book.
Thank you.
So nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye now. She was brilliant, Dwayne. Well, listen, when I was off and I heard her, and she was great, and you're absolutely right, she's brilliant. We all have a little snigger at this, all this kind of stuff, but you know, there'll be people at home going, that sounds all right, you know, that sounds, or some people go, that sounds outrageous and disgusting, but
yeah, do you know,
everyone's got their own thing.
The other people wishing they had the courage to have a go.
Everyone's got their own thing. Well, when we get the tweet from her, we'll retweet it and we'll put all the stuff out. Right, 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.